I have been reminded quite a bit recently in thinking about the verse on fear that says, God did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Fear. I have finished teaching my college courses and have a few months in the summer when I feel like I can focus on other things in my life. And one thing that I am focusing on this summer is to, first of all, understand what fears I have in my life. I think sometimes we live our life on autopilot and we don't realize how much less of a life we live than what we could live, because our fears have held us back for so long in certain areas. And we're just used to living that way. But this summer, I want to identify what are my fears. And knowing that God did not give those fears to me, making maybe you might call it a bucket list or a list of my fears, and deciding with God's help to mark those fears off. We know that we need God's help in everything. Conquering fear is a big one. Fear, anxiety, there's so much talk about these things. And I want to live the fullest life and reach the purpose of everything God had for me on the earth. Don't you? Don't you want to live out every day the fullest life that God intended for you to have for His glory each day you're in the world, not be limited by fearful, anxious thoughts? That being said, I'll just give you an example. I started somewhere. My husband is a runner. He has been running for about 6 years, and he has run several marathons. I could not be more of the opposite of that. I was not athletic growing up. I never was involved in a sport. PE was not my favorite class. I never grew to love exercise. And I regret these things. I wish that I had had the past where I was always outside exploring, exercising, reaching new goals physically. Of course, we know that physical activity and our physical exercise, these things profit us little and they're temporary. But it is a good way to start leaning in to conquering fear is through something physical. So I have always had a huge fear of running a race. I do not like to run. I have tried it a few times in my life consistently, and oh, my knee would get hurt or whatever. And then, of course, you start believing all of the lies. Some of the lies I believed were this. Mostly fear of man, I have to admit. When I looked into what am I actually fearing here, fear of man popped up as the biggest one. And ladies, I think that if we look at what our fears are, fear of what others think is going to be at the top of why we fear things. And that is what we really have to fight against. I thought to myself, well, I'm not thin and fit and athletic, so I should not try to do any kind of a race, or a 5K race is 3.1 miles. I am a perfectionist, so I will never run a race until I can run the whole thing and not slow down to a walk at all during the 3.1 miles. You see that these myths we put in our mind, what they actually do is they make us not have to deal with the issue. If we can keep everything that's a problem to us in the future, then we don't have to deal with it today. And we just think, oh, well, we're being perfectionist. Well, perfectionism might be more of a procrastination, because then we don't have to deal with the negatives in our life. So I decided a couple months ago, my husband had signed up to run a half marathon in Indianapolis. And they also had a 5K race that morning. So I registered online for the 5K race a couple months ago, but did not tell anyone. I did not tell my husband. I did not tell anyone. And I downloaded a free app on my phone that has you train. It's called Couch to 5K. You train from a person that doesn't do any running to a person that can run a 5K race in 8 weeks. So I trained for that. I live out by some farmland. So thankfully, when I would go, when no one knew I was going during the middle of the day while everyone was at work and school, only the cows on the farms saw me, okay, because it was not a pretty sight, probably. Anyways, as we drove down, I sometimes go to his races with him, so that was not unusual. And as we drove down to go register for his race, I told him I am going to run the 5K race tomorrow. Did I fear it? Yes. Did I have a lot of anxiety? Yes. Did I sleep well the night before? No. So the race was right outside our hotel room, and it was at 7 a.m. I was standing there with my, you know, number pinned onto my shirt, feeling absolutely anxious, absolutely scared. I am not thin and fit and athletic, and all of those things did not change in 8 weeks, but I felt like I could do this. I might have to sometimes slow down to a walk, go back to a jog. It didn't matter. I was just going to do this. And the race came. 3,000 people ran this 5K race. And guess what I noticed? There were 85-year-old ladies in this race walking. There were families with 5 and 8-year-old children. Sometimes they'd spurt a little bit of a run, then they'd go down to a walk. And it was just a fun thing. Many people ran the race, jogged the race, shuffled the race, walked the race, and nobody cared how you looked, what you were wearing. Everybody was just happy to be doing this for themselves. Nobody was comparing themselves. So I had believed so many lies that kept me from a goal. And when I finished that and got my medal, and it was a very, you know, slow time, it wasn't any kind of a record time. It was just the fact that I faced a fear. Now, I've given you that whole story, but I'll tell you this. In every area where we face our fears and determine with God's help we are going to conquer our fears, God steps in and gives us the grace to do it. Now I'm on to more important and serious fears. Things like, what about reaching out to our neighbors with the gospel? I have done that with tracts and inviting them to church, but I mean serious conversations with them. That's another level. That's a fear because I don't want my neighbors to dislike me or not speak to me. And so these kinds of things, what is it? Is there a relationship that you need to call someone? Is there someone you need to ask for forgiveness? There are so many fears. And guess what? God doesn't want you to live there, to live a half life with things you're afraid to do. Now, I don't plan to become a runner. I probably won't run many 5K races in the future, but I conquered a fear. And ladies, I want that for you. I want you to know what you're fearing. Stop saying, I'm just not that kind of person, or I could never do that, or I just don't like that. And let's not hide behind things where God wants us to live a fuller, more glorifying life to Him. For Him. He wants us to be lights that shine on the hill, that other people see our lives and glorify God and want Him because of us. We can do this, ladies. Line up your fears and let's, through God's grace, start knocking them down one by one. Walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, my friends.